The gesture breaks down. It is as if you returned a missed phone call, only to find the number disconnected. You stare at the Tennessee Marble, the ostentatious Italian building, resolute, refusing you. Is the beast refusing you? It is spring out here. It is alive out here. How could the beast be locked away? How do you even know it's here? Or what it is? The beast was always like a book. The things you thought you read in it changed according to the ambient light of the world. The sounds of traffic or birds, it was never the same twice. The young beast it once was, the old leathery beast it'll become. Even if it stayed the same, there were things you read differently, or were the same but meant different things. Up the stairs to the left, over the door, an owl sits, warning off pigeons, as effective with that slightly crumpled skull as it would have been otherwise. If the beast is a book locked away, you are a slightly defective plastic owl, a metaphor which breaks down if examined too closely. It is spring, and it is raining, or the sun is shining, or it is overcast, but the birds still sing. If you cannot find the beast, perhaps it is not in this library. Perhaps it is in a mirror, or in some other pool of reflecting water.